call is now being recorded.
And welcome into a special presentation of the Kansas City Baseball Vault. I am Troy Olson. You may know me as KC Royalman. You can always get me on Twitter at KC Royalman. But today I'm joined by somebody that I actually have talked to on Twitter a few times, at least I believe it's him, behind the label of at TICIQ. It's T-I-Q-I-Q, which I actually stumbled upon this site, or was informed of this site, I should say, when I was doing work back on the I-70 show with Phil Ivey on I-70Baseball.com. They had partnered with TICIQ, and they had a little thing on their site, and they still may, where you can just click and buy your tickets right from the site for different Missouri sports, of course, Royals and Cardinals both. And now I'm joined by Jesse Lawrence, founder and CEO of TICIQ. Jesse, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Now, I suppose all major sporting events for you is an exciting time of year. Of course, for Kansas City, this is a really big time for us. But one thing that I've heard a lot about the last couple of weeks, and fortunately, my buddy had a ticket for me, so I didn't have to deal with it, is the amount of price change, we'll say, that there has been on tickets in both the ALDS, the ALCS, and now, of course, the World Series of games going on at Kansas City. And maybe you don't have this in front of you, but how have ticket prices been different this year, especially at the Royals versus other places that have seen playoffs maybe more often?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great question, and the answer is that this is the third most expensive home average that we've seen over the last 5 years. We've been tracking the market for about 5 years, and the only two that were higher were the Giants in 2010 and then the Red Sox last year. And I think the reasons for that are pretty obvious. The Giants in 2010 had not won the World Series in 54 years, I think it was. And then the Red Sox last year, the big piece that drove that up was actually Game 6, which was the home clinching game. That had an average price of over $1,700. It was the first time the Red Sox had clinched at home in almost 100 years. So, you know, you're in historic territory here with the Royals around pent-up demand, and the average price this year is for the games in Kansas City is about $1,300, and that compares to about $1,150 for the games in San Francisco.
Wow, and so San Francisco is still chucking some money, though, to see the Giants in their third appearance in the last 6 years. Because after all, they only play in the World Series on even-numbered years.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. No, people are still paying it up. I mean, I think there's a lot of wealth out in San Francisco, obviously. So, you know, people are paying up. But I think maybe there's a little bit of the sense that, you know, the first 2 years, great, we won 2 out of 4. That's awesome. But now you're looking at a real dynasty opportunity, and I think people are, you know, awakening to that a bit and maybe saying we want to pay up to, you know, be part of this run if we hadn't before. So maybe some of those folks that hadn't been to a game in the first two series are now, you know, making sure they don't miss it because, you know, you never know how long something like this is going to continue.
Now, this probably isn't a fair question. I'm talking to Jesse, again, Jesse Lawrence, founder and CEO of TICIQ. I'm talking to him just a couple hours before game two in Kansas City, and I noticed today, at least from the conversation that was going on Twitter, it looks like people might be bailing a little bit on the Royals. I know Kansas City can have a bit of a fickle fan base. Have you seen prices drop pretty seriously today after that blowout yesterday?
Prices are down a little bit, actually. So you're not totally off. So over the last 24 hours, prices are down about 15%. Sometimes those can be misleading, though, because you're in the last minute here, and people that still have tickets are trying to upload them. That said, you can get into this game tonight for $400. The game last night, the cheapest ticket was about $600. So, you know, if someone's looking to see the game and get a good deal, tonight's a good night to do it.
A 33% drop is pretty significant. That doesn't really surprise me after what we saw yesterday. It would have been interesting to see if things had been turned around, and it'll be interesting to see if the Royals do rebound on what game 6-7 will look like back home once that all gets kind of worked out. Now, let's talk a little bit about the site. obviously TickIQ. Some people may have heard of it, some may not have. I've used it for tickets. I know that one thing that's real cool about TickIQ is that it's several sites. So kind of tell us what sets TickIQ, sets you guys away from the other sites that are out there that are also ticket brokers.
Sure. Well, we aggregate lots of different sellers in one place. So not only do we aggregate the secondary market and big sellers like the NFL Ticket Exchange, Vivid Seats, some others, but we also actually pull in inventory from the primary market. So we list, Ticketmaster tickets when there's tickets available. And we try to provide a data framework around which people can evaluate deals and understand how good of a deal they're getting. So we show the average price for every ticket compared to the zone average. So, if you want to sit in, bleachers, what's the average price for bleachers is really the relevant information as opposed to what's the average price for the whole game. So every ticket we sell actually has a discount relative to market, so you can see how good of a deal that ticket is. And, that's been a real helpful tool for fans looking to get the best deal. And everything's 100% guaranteed, so all that, no risk of actually not getting the ticket or getting a fake ticket. But the discount we've seen to be a pretty helpful tool.
Now, you bring up a good point, and I saw this. I didn't get a chance to read the article, but I saw a blip about the state of Missouri putting things in to help protect people. I mean, when you're talking paper-printed tickets, how you mentioned that TickIQ guarantees a good seat. How do you guys go about doing that and making sure that people are getting a good seat or getting a real seat?
Well, we only work with brokers that we know and trust, and that's part of what we've done is we've really kind of filtered out anyone that's not a good broker and made sure that we're not working with them so that every ticket we sell we know is coming from a trusted source that, is guaranteed and we stand behind it because we know that the guys we're working with are always gonna live up to their word and fulfill tickets if they sell them.
And like you said, you've got a lot of different sites you work with. Some are straight digital. Some you have to get it via FedEx or other ways.
That's right.
How many different partners do you guys have now?
We work with about 300 different sellers in all. I mean, some of those are big sellers like the ticket exchanges of the world. Others are local brokers, like a Goody Tickets in KC. So it really varies, but we try to really have that mix of big boards, but also we like the local guys because the local guys a lot of times have local pickup spots around a venue, which makes it easier for someone who maybe can't print it out, wants to get to the game, can just buy the ticket and then go pick it up right before they go into the stadium.
Awesome. And I know people are like, well, why are we talking so much about tickets, though? But, the whole conversation about how high tickets were in Kansas City, I thought it made a good point. And, TicketIQ is actually not a partner of our show, so we have nothing to gain from this. We just wanted to get them on and let people know about other options because that's one thing that we've always been at the Kansas City Baseball Vault. We've always looked for to inform people about things to do with Kansas City sports. And, of course, we only have two real seasons in Kansas City when it comes to sports. It's baseball and football. But there's also college basketball that for a lot of people in Lawrence and Columbia and college football, more so for Columbia than Lawrence, and those are all things that are available through this site, too. And I know
don't forget MLS.
Oh, yes, and MLS. I always forget MLS. You don't want to get
world,
me started
world
on that.
World champion MLS.
Right. I get myself in trouble there. So, real quick, Jesse, one thing that I know kind of gets people upset when they go to ticketing sites, and I think I know the answer to this on yours, but I want to get it from you. When people go to your site and they see that it says $28 for a ticket on the TickIQ site, when they click that button, when they get to the other site and they get down to the bottom, is there more fees on top from the other site, or is it typically
nope.
All that price that you see on TickIQ?
We show exactly what you're going to ultimately pay, so we show those fees up front and make sure that you know exactly what you're going to pay before you actually hit the buy button.
And I think that's a really big deal and something for people to take a look at is because sometimes you will go to sites on TickIQ and they will say
you know, it'll say $28 on the Tick IQ page, and then you get to the other page, and it's like $12.50. But then by the time they get done socking you for whatever shipping or handling cost that that site has, then it's back to $28. So I think it's a real nice feature that that Tick IQ now offers the direct price. So who's your team, Jesse? Who's your baseball team?
Well, I'm a Yankees fan, but my parents grew up in my mom grew up in Kansas City. My grandparents are from Kansas City. So I'm all in on the Royals for this postseason, hoping they can figure out a way to turn it around tonight.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting. I saw the YES Network tweet out something about so many days until pitchers and catchers report for the Yankees, and I never thought I'd see the day in my lifetime where the Yankees were more concerned with pitchers and catchers than the Royals were. And I mean, we've even talked about it on the show that, you know, normally this time of year we're talking about the Arizona Fall League, and we're not even worried about the Fall League or winter ball or anything else. It's all been about this postseason, you know, because it hasn't happened in 29 years. So
it's great.
Jesse, is there anything that I'm missing that you would like to bring up?
I don't think so. You know, go Royals. That's it.
Yeah, absolutely. And if anybody has any questions about Tick IQ or TickIQ.com, of course, you can get at Jesse on Twitter, at TickIQ. He's actually pretty good about responding, I'm sure. You know, there might be ones you miss because you're busy, but I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, if it's not me, it's, you know, one of my guys, and anyone, you know, can also email me at jesse@tickiq.com, and I'll get right back to you.
And that's jesse@tickiq.com. Jesse, thanks for joining us, and like you said, go Royals.
Yeah, absolutely. Good luck tonight.
Yeah, I've got to do something, because if we get into San Francisco down 0-2, it might get ugly in a hurry.
Yep.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.